with thehomeloanexpert.com. A year later, when the rates dropped, Ryan called me and put a couple $100 back in my pocket, and we've been friends ever since. The monthly savings and customer service made me refer family, friends, and coworkers. If you're needing cash to pay off credit cards, a cash-out refinance with Ryan Kelly is what you need to do. Check out my friend and yours at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full-horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
I've messed up a little
and
bit,
now,
Frank.
And now, with an announcement about messing up, here is Limestone Phillips.
Folks, when you're at work, make sure that you pay attention to what you're doing and not just standing around and talking to your friends, because otherwise you are not pre-prepared for what is about to come on. So I'm going to go and hit the Johnny Londoff theme, Dan.
Oh, I didn't hear you apologize.
Yeah, I would just like to apologize, first of all, to the listeners, because this is not what you guys tune in for.
This is not what you pay. Oh, wait, they don't pay. That's right.
This is below the current standard, and I'd like to apologize to my fellow colleagues. Let me help you with this.
What was the last thing we played before you came on and did this?
It was Hollywood Casino, the commercial.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will just say, that's kind of the jingle.
Yeah, okay.
And then you, right now, edit out all of what you just said, because it's not necessary. Just edit it out.
Okay.
Radio edit.
It was terrible.
Trevor was a little upset because Smoke Dog died over the weekend.
Okay, we're stopping music right now. Just stop it. Dan, thank you.
Oh,
what
sorry.
Are you doing, man?
I don't know.
Why bring
sorry.
The room down? Why
sorry.
Would you want it? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would you bring down the death of a beloved rapper?
Yeah.
When we're about to talk to the greatest sheriff. What's the matter with you?
I don't know. It just
that's what we
right
need.
Out.
Oh, that's what we need. Sadness.
Yeah.
Okay. Edit out again. We'll do this over.
Okay.
Edit everything after the Hollywood Casino.
Radio edit.
Now a man who's probably sick and tired of being on hold through this stuff. I don't blame him. The best Chevy dealer you'll ever deal with, Johnny Londoff. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you? Sorry. Yeah, at my age, it's almost time for my nap right now, but after that introduction.
Well, John, it's not just that. On top of that, Dan has to bring the room down by reminding everybody that we lost Smoke Dog, the rapper. And that brought the whole room down.
Yeah, that Dan has a knack of that, doesn't he? I don't know if you call that a gift or a curse.
Dan. Yeah, let me sort of reenact what happened. Hey, that's funny. Yeah, that's really. And then Dan, here's Dan's voice. You know, Smoke Dog died. Ooh. It just everything came to a halt. I was trying to get over that. I was trying to shake it off and move on. But now that's all I can think about is that we'll never hear any Smoke Dog music
it's
again.
It's impossible to get over it when you know someone just keeps bringing it up. You know,
well, I agree.
It's a real sickness, Dan. It's a real evil sickness that just terror. I can't even talk about it.
Okay, hang on a second. Dan, John's actually talking to you, and you're on the phone. Okay.
Yeah.
He was talking to you, and you're on the phone with somebody.
Okay.
Well, who are you on the phone with? Who are you on the phone with?
Dave.
Dave who?
I don't know. Dave's last name.
Well, when I think, is he on for Taylor? Because if he's not, you just say, thanks for calling. We're, it's the it's Taylor Nickerson time after John Lonoff. Just tell him that, okay. Unless he wants a Taylor.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. John, I'm so sorry. Please tell me you're not going to cancel your advertising.
No, not yet.
But, no. Not yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead, John. Sorry.
So let me ask you, will you celebrate, will you celebrate 4th of July weekend? Did you do it this past weekend, or will you personally do it next weekend?
How about like we do it tomorrow, having family over, and then we're going to my sister-in-law's house on 4th of July, and then... I think that's enough. I mean,
so you're just doing it midweek when it really is. You're not going to try to make a weekend out of it.
Well, how can you make a weekend out of it?
Oh, you'd be surprised. No, you'd be surprised. Let me tell you, my sons are in the restaurant business. They're thrilled to death that the 4th is on Wednesday because there's some people who will take off Monday and Tuesday and have a huge 4 or 5 day weekend, and others will take off Thursday and Friday. And the restaurant benefits from both of those groups because
wow.
It's two different sets of, you know, vacationers.
So how often do you go and eat at the restaurant when you're in town, when you're in the Ozark?
I will go at least once most every time. Now, I was there this weekend, and I didn't go because I ended up heading down to Springfield, Missouri to see the wonders of wildlife that Johnny Morris built. It's the most one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. So I didn't, but usually I will eat at least one meal there when I'm there.
And, I mean, what do you normally get? I mean, I'm sure a lot of food.
Well,
what do you normally, like, a couple plates?
Now, what does that mean? Now, what is that supposed to mean? A couple of weeks. I lost 10 pounds the last 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, a lot of it was because of sadness. My wife...
Oh, boy.
Hang on. No, hang on.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't bring that up.
A lot of it was loneliness. Mm. Some people, when they're lonely, they eat a lot. Others can't even eat because they're so devastated. I've been without my wife for over a week, and I lost some weight.
She's not there to cook, so you're starving.
She hasn't been there to cook for 47 years. That's nothing new.
And that's why you and your sons went into the business.
So somebody could finally cook, and there'd be some food. No, I like green beans. The way they're supposed to be done with the meat in them and cooked so they're limp. Not that if you can snap a green bean, it's not ready to eat, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know. What have we had? Probably 20 meals together.
Yeah.
I've never seen you go, oh, how are your green beans cooked?
Well, at Annie Gunn's, where we've eaten many times, I don't have to ask because they know how to cook them the right way.
Well, they always put asparagus, too, with the meal.
Well, not always. You can ask for green beans. But I absolutely, if I'm in any restaurant I'm not familiar with and there's green beans, I go, how do you cook them? Are they really, really cooked to death with a bunch of bacon or ham? Or do you just barely let them hit the hot water and you pull them out and you can still snap them because they're not even cooked? And if they go, well, ours are more like the French type, I go, I don't want them.
You're making me hungry right now, I got to tell you. So how's everything going?
Good? I don't know. How's everything going, everybody? Okay?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. They say pretty good. How about with you?
Don't ask Dan. Gee, you kidding me? He'll never get off the air.
Dan's in timeout.
But everything's good. Everything's great. A little hot. Beautiful day today. Beautiful day.
He's back.
It's a great day. You know, when a month ends on a Saturday, as June the 30th was this Saturday, we had a great day, then today all of the great deals are continued through today. And even if you say, well, I can't get up there today, Johnny, well, you can sure call us at 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800. Or, as always, 24/7, 365, Londoff.com, LONDOFF.com. Or just put a JR at the end of that Londoff. You can email me direct at LondoffJR@Londoff.com. And if you say, I can't get in today, but I want that great deal on the on the new Chevy Cruze or Malibu or Impala or Camaro or you name it, Corvette. Sold two Corvettes this past weekend. It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, again, great deals galore. Broken record, but I'm sorry, we need your trade-in. We need trade-ins. We will give you top dollar for trade-ins because you know, literally cars come in and we clean them up, we put them to the shop, and they're sold within days. So, again, everything's online at lawndop.com, and come on in, email us, call us, and we'll put a deal together for you. We'll deliver it to you. Don't worry. We'll bring it to you. You don't even have to come here. You can keep working, and we'll bring it to you.
Yeah, how about that? I don't think that's that common, that dealers deliver the car, take it to somebody. I don't think everybody does that.
No. So we started spot delivering. So, I mean, that's, you know, customer comes in, you know, we look at the credit, we look at everything, get the numbers, they're happy, we're happy, we spot deliver it. Because, you know, years ago you didn't have internet, you didn't have the opportunity at night to get all the information you needed, so we just spot delivered people. And my dad found out a few months later, and he's like, what is wrong with you? What the heck are you doing? And, I mean, now we do it all the time. So, it's, you know, the business is changed, and I think for the better. I really do think that it should be, for the AM and the PM crowd especially, it should be fun when you come out to buy a car, truck, SUV, used car, new car. I mean, it should be fun. You should be excited. You know, and I've always said that if you're not having fun, if you're here, call me direct, and I'll make it fun. But normally, the AM and the PM crowd, they're fun. They are fun, and they're funny, and I love them. So thank you, Frank, for all you do for us, and how much barbecue you going to eat, because you're probably going to celebrate the 4th of July for about a week.
No, I have absolutely. I'm going to get some things done at home that I need to get done and just stay put. I'm not doing anything. It's just
you're not going to the lake?
Not for one day, no. I'm not going to go there and turn around and drive back in one day. That's no fun. You can't do much in one day.
Yeah, so when is your... Can I ask this without you tearing up? When did your wife come back?
She comes back Friday, and she will have been gone one day short of 2 weeks.
Oh, boy. Oh, so this weekend, you're going to be busy.
Well, I've got a recipe ready. No, I have a recipe ready for Friday morning. It's a Viagra smoothie.
Yeah.
And a blender and some Viagras and some ice.
That's for you?
That's for me.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, John, you know how women are. They come home, they've been gone a while. That's all they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they think about.
I never seen anybody smile while they fake cried. You're the first person.
That was a fake cry.
That's how I look when I cry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
When your wife leaves for 2 weeks, I'm not saying anything, but, I mean, she's gone a long time.
Yeah? What's your point?
In Italy.
Well, hold on here, Bridia. What does that mean in Italy?
I know
exactly what you're saying, that she was well taken care of in Italy by some Italian guy over there. That's what you're trying to imply. Well, you know what? Good for him, and I hope he can buy a lot of shoes because she's going to want them.
What if she comes home with like an extra suitcase full of clothes and shoes and shoes, and then he goes, hey, where would you get this?
I hope this was bought by some Italian guy that you met over there, and you didn't charge him to me.
Yeah. Alfonso Giacani.
Good made-up name on the spot. Pretty good.
I gotta go sell some cars.
All right, give him that number one last time.
314-837-1800.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Frank.
There he goes. And now, Maestro, if you would please. Help, I need somebody. Yeah, Bruce. And Bruce and the guys recorded this. They sound just like the Beatles, don't they?
They do, yeah.
Exactly like the Beatles. Well, that music means it's time to hear from Taylor Nickerson. Taylor Nickerson is a teacher of the German language in high school in Columbia, Illinois. It's true. He's a school teacher. Teaches German. Yet, he's a sort of like a tech genius. I don't know. Maybe I'll ask him here in a minute how it is that he knows all this stuff about tech when that's not even what he does for a living. We'll ask him that. First, I have to tell you, he's brought to you by Window World.
And the Window World, as you probably know, is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out a lot at windowworldstlouis.com. I need to learn how to say, how would I say something like, let's hear it for, or give it up, or please welcome, probably please welcome Taylor Nickerson in German.
Ooh, so you could say, let me think on that for a little bit.
No, because I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
I'm introducing you.
Bitte.
Bitte.
Willkommen Sie.
Bitte willkommen Sie.
Taylor Nickerson.
And lady, now, ladies and gentlemen, bitte willkommen Sie, Taylor Nickerson.
So willkommen in German welcome. Is welcome.
And bitte is what?
Please.
Please. Bitte willkommen Taylor Nickerson.
There you go.
But would they? How would they pronounce Taylor Nickerson? It wouldn't sound like Taylor Nickerson.
No, Taylor. They have a hard time with R's.
Taylor.
The funniest thing to do is to ask a German to say the word squirrel. Because they don't have any
words. Limey can't do it either. Well,
Limey, can you say squirrel?
No, say it in your own British deal, squirrel.
Squirrel.
Squirrel?
At least the British have the R's use.
No, he usually doesn't.
Germans don't have that at all.
So we bitte willkommen Taylor Nickerson.
Taylor Nickerson, yeah. Taylor Nickerson. Usually is how they would say
bitte
my name
willkommen.
While I'm over there.
But Germans sound mad to me.
No. That's an outsider. That's an outsider's perspective.
But I'm saying it as an outsider.
Right.
When I hear German people speaking, they always sound mad. Bitte willkommen Taylor Nickerson. It's never pleasant, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people get that, obviously, from the old war films. But really, you guys are going to go over there.
Or from Hogan's Heroes.
Okay, so you guys are going to go over there next summer on your cruise.
With a bunch of listeners.
And you guys are going to hear there's probably going to be a lot of Germans on your boat.
And I'm going to say to every one of them, bitte willkommen Taylor Nickerson. They won't know why.
I know him.
Please welcome Taylor Nickerson.
Yeah. Really, if you sit and listen to the language, it is not as harsh as a lot of people think it is.
Russian, to me, sounds harsh, too.
Right.
And then French men sound like they've got popcorn caught in their throat.
I didn't know you knew French.
Well, I do. Wow. The pretty language is like
English.
Spanish.
Sure.
Well, it's English and Spanish.
Like Italian.
The Latin language.
Latin
language, yes.
Exactly.
My brother married a Chinese woman, and my cousin, who's a total redneck, asked her the first time he ever met her, does everybody in China think that everybody else in China talks fast?
Because to us, they do. Now, the only language that I can think of where it doesn't sound like they're speaking fast is maybe French. In certain situations,
right.
Jamaican.
Jamaican is
well, that's
English.
More of just
Jamaican.
Accent.
That's English. That's not another language.
That is patois, and that is
like a dialect.
Rhythm
okay,
and
but that's their own side language.
Exactly.
They speak English down there.
They do, but it's kind of like
Gaelic in Ireland.
Yeah,
Gaelic. Oh, hold on here.
Now tell me, you guys have not heard of Gaelic?
That's the name of their language.
Gaelic is the native language.
Not Gaylic.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's a whole other language.
Yeah, sounds like this. bitte willkommen or welcome?
Will.
Bitte willkommen, Taylor Nickerson.
W-I-L-L.
Yeah. Now, I'm not, there's no intent here to offend anybody. There's not. These are observations.
Somebody's about to get offended.
No, they're not.
You'll naturally.
No, they're not. These are observations, and I've said this before. Asians, and let's go with Chinese, because it seems like every time I hear it's Chinese I'm hearing, not Japanese. I don't know why. I don't seem to hear Japanese, and I don't know the difference, but they have two sounds, and they could be saying, obviously, it's the same language. Mm-hmm. One is pleasant. That's kind of pleasant. Then there's, you know, that samurai.
Mm-hmm.
So,
barking orders.
But I guess we have that too. We don't realize.
Oh, sure.
If they hear us say, hey, thanks for coming. Nice to see you. Welcome to America. Take a seat. I'll be right with you. That sounds different than, hey, get out.
out of my way, a-hole.
Sure.
You
know?
But if you
we have it.
I asked my Chinese sister-in-law, I said, how can you tell the difference between somebody who's Chinese and Japanese?
Good question.
And she said, I can just tell. I said, well, how can you tell? I can just tell. Well, I mean, is it the shape of the eyes? Is it the cheekbones? Well, what is it? I don't know. I can just tell. She couldn't explain how she could tell the difference.
I could always.
Look, I can't either. Mm-mm. And I still, I'm just telling the truth. When I look at Asian, I don't know if that person is Vietnamese or Korean or Japanese or Chinese. I know there are ways. I don't know what they are. I don't know.
And I think, and right. don't each one of them have their own language, like Vietnamese?
Well, yeah.
Oh, sure. They all have their own
language. Chinese.
Sure. And but they again, this may sound offensive, they all sound the same to me. Where French doesn't sound like German, and German doesn't sound like Russian, but those all sound the same.
Limey is dying to say right now, Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these.
What does that mean?
What?
Look at these.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
What are you looking
Chinese,
at?
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these.
Oh, and then she flashes you.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
No, yeah. I was not going to say anything like that. I'm just sitting back here.
That's what he was going to say.
Enjoying the dumbness of this conversation.
Taylor, and by the way, Taylor, time is up for your segment.
Yep. Yeah. See you next week. What the heck? I'm Taylor on set.
If you call a Chinese restaurant, they always sound like they're mad. When they're speaking English, they go, no,
I disagree.
What you want? And then you say, I'll take
well,
the beef.
Well, you're calling the wrong restaurant.
And they say, you want number five? All right, 20 minutes.
It's see, always you're calling the wrong restaurant because when I call them, they're very pleasant.
Yeah.
Oh, look at
like a Chinese place in New York.
What do you want? Yeah. Type you, what do you want?
Oh.
And you order, oh, you want chicken with that? Oh. So you're calling the wrong place.
You want egg roll? Oh, you
but then when they talk to their employee, it's a complete different voice.
You bet it is.
After you give them the order, and then they tell the employee what you just ordered, it's a complete... It's a,
when that kitchen door swings open and they're on the other side...
Yeah.
I know.
And then they walk back out. Everything okay? Yeah, for some reason, the kitchen makes them mad. I don't know what that's about. So, are all these calls for Taylor?
Yes.
Let's get after him.
Why don't we just take Dave? Calls first?
Let's do it.
Because this is.
Well, Dave had something about Tim's news, actually.
Should we just get that out of the way?
Yes.
Good.
Dave on here. Dave, this is Taylor Nickerson's segment. We're making an exception for you because you've been holding forever. What do you got?
Yeah, it's Tim in the room.
He's right here.
Here comes.
Tim, it's for you.
Great.
First of all, he's got a new nickname. Let's call him Tim Woodburk because he's a one-man Burk segment sometimes.
Is that a criticism?
I'll leave it up to you guys, but that's actually not why I called. Does Bud Light Limey have the newscast queued up?
Not right now. You don't queue up newscast. The newscast is live.
Yeah, the newscast is live.
No. I mean his sportscast when he was talking about the Blues trade and the is it Bozak? Was that the guy's name?
Well, I forgot to say his first name because when I wrote the story, I forgot to say his first name, and then I had a brain cramp and I forgot it. And then I asked Sir Lime a lot if he knew what the guy's name was, and he didn't, and so I kind of hoped it was Tyler. Is that wrong?
No idea.
Can Limerita play that part back or not?
No,
cannot.
No, not right now.
It's been killed.
Is that
all
it?
Right, we're gonna just go back. That is it. But just cue it up, and I swear to God, it sounded like Tim Belch before he said the name.
Hold on. We all do that. If that's the problem, is true. But we all do that.
It wasn't a Belch. I was gonna say what I thought his first name was, and then I had second thoughts about what his first name was, so I just called him Bozak, and then later I called him Tyler Bozak.
There's your recording right there. We recorded.
Did you think that was a Belch? That was me saying Bozak. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we misheard. Yeah. We misheard it then. All right, Dave.
Woodburp.
Thank you for your observations, Dave. Okay. Now
he's called me Woodburp.
I heard it. Now to Taylor's calls. Let's see who's been holding longer. Well, it's close, but it's Tom. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Taylor Nickerson, and what do you have for him?
Hello, Taylor, and AM and PM.
Thank you.
How are you, Tom?
Good, thanks. I got a question about the new app. I downloaded it, the new one, or updated it, and now when I'm in my car, I always play the app because for some reason, even though we can take a phone out of our pocket and call somebody in Japan and sound perfectly clear, AM radio goes out when I drive underneath a power line.
Right.
So I always listen to the app and connect it to my car. But now, my music in my iPhone plays at the same time all the time.
I can't turn it off. That's weird.
It plays at the same time as the app is playing.
Yes, as soon as I connect by Bluetooth to my truck and hit play on the app, the music also starts playing from my iPhone.
Let me ask you a simple question. Have you rebooted your phone, turned it off, and shut it back on? Turned it off since that happened?
I have not.
That's what I do.
But
Taylor?
I have turned off the autoplay feature in the iPhone music, and that still didn't seem to work.
That's the first thing I was going to ask you. Now, the other thing would be, and I know that my vehicle has this, sometimes there's an autoplay also in the car stereo system that could be interfering with it as well. But what I would, let's start with rebooting the phone. And if that doesn't work, let's start with reinstalling the 590 app because it's now available and in the app store. And if that doesn't work, then what I'm going to have you do is shoot me an email. I'm going to do some research on this because it could be a number of things for me to pull the answer out of my hat right here.
You almost said out of my ass.
Mm-hmm. I was not.
I think you almost said. How do you say that?
Your little son is listening.
He is. My wife just texted me and said, "We're listening. Don't say any bad words." No, but out of my hat, and we will get this figured out. But try to reboot the phone. Try to look for an autoplay on your car stereo system, and then try to reinstall the app and see if that helps.
I think between reinstalling the app, rebooting your phone, then reinstalling the app, I'll bet you it gets fixed.
I'll try that. I did reinstall the app, but I did not reboot.
I hope it does, Tom, because we don't want to lose you. And if it doesn't work, Taylor, give him that email address.
My email address is taylorontech@gmail.com.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Tom. Thank you. Good luck, Tom. We appreciate it. Wow, look at you. You're popular. This is Steve. Steve, say hello to Taylor Nickerson.
Hello, Taylor.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Doing well. AM in the PM.
Thank you.
So, my question, you may not be able to answer. Dan might be better suited for this.
Uh-oh.
So,
I doubt it.
What the hell? Right. I thought the same thing. But I'm looking for some music equipment, like a wireless plug for my guitar and a wireless headset for my drummer. And I was wanting to know if you knew anything about the technology out now, because I've been researching for quite a while, and I'm kind of at a standstill because I don't know what I'm looking at.
Okay. Ooh. Dan, you can jump in if you want, but I'm also a musician. I played guitar since I was about 11.
Hold on here. Yeah. We didn't know.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. I've been playing guitar for a long time.
Acoustic?
Acoustic, yes.
Well, you're bringing it in next time.
Okay.
All right.
I can do that.
Steve, I'm glad you called. We're going to get to have a little concert here from Taylor Nickerson.
Will. Tune in next week.
My question would be the obvious one. Have you talked to one of the bigger music stores about what you're looking for?
I have, and they're telling me all these specs and things that it can do and channels and whatnot.
What's your goal here? Are you in a band? Do you play out? And Dan, you can jump in any time if you want. Dan, do you use a wireless system on your bass?
I do. I use a wireless on my bass.
Okay.
And I cannot think of the name of it. I just went completely blank.
Oh, big help.
Is it Audio Technica, maybe, something like that?
No, it's almost like a Korg or something like that. But it was probably around $200, I think, and it is the best wireless system I've ever used.
Well, the guy would like to have the name of it.
That's what I was looking for. Best bang for my buck, because they're telling me this $500 system is going to work better than this $200 system.
Well, yeah,
I don't know why or how.
Yeah, they generally they will. It depends on how many wireless things you have, but we have three wireless. Three of us are wireless on stage, and none of it interferes with anything.
Right. Yeah, when you start adding more and more, just like with anything that works off signals, you're prone to interference. But
see, I didn't even know this. Three of the people on stage are playing through amplification wireless.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Yes.
So how it works is there's a plug that comes out of your guitar and a transmitter then a receiver that then plugs into your amp.
And so Steve here needs how many, Steve? You just mentioned like two or three, right?
People. Yeah, we only need three. The ones I was looking at were 12 channel, so that wouldn't be hard, but I'm worried about interference from other sources and like what should I be looking for?
Ooh, man.
Well, these systems typically run on specific frequencies, so really the only interference you're going to get is typically with other of these systems. I wouldn't so much worry about getting interference from I don't know what you'd be worrying, maybe people's cell phones in the audience or something like that, but I think you're okay there. But if you go with any reputable name, your Shure's, Dan, you said Korg,
yeah,
Audio Technica, you're gonna get probably a pretty good bang for your buck. But I don't remember if it was Frank or Dan. Go to a store. I think you said you already have your Guitar Centers, your local music stores. Just tell them what you want to do. They're gonna lead you in the right direction. You know, the music community, they all want to help each other, so nobody's gonna try to lead you down the wrong path. And so you're gonna get probably exactly what you're looking for.
Hey, and if you send me an email, it's just danstrauss@yahoo.com. Send me an email, and I will tell you, I will even take a picture of the box that I have.
Here's the other thing, wireless, Steve, that Dan can do. Dan also knows a couple other bands. I'm thinking of Johnny. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, big, popular, good bands. The Well Hungarians, for example. He can ask them what they use. He can email that back to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and I've spoken with those guys quite a few times. Not about that, but...
yeah, Johnny and those guys, they're all wireless.
So shoot Dan an email so he'll have your email address. Okay, Dan Strauss, two S's at the end of Strauss, at yahoo.com. And then he'll have he'll send you the info, okay?
Right, and one more quick question. Music editing software, do you know anything about that?
Oh, that's funny. Dan and I were just talking about this before we went on the air. Dan is currently using Audition, correct?
Yeah.
There's a ton of them out there. Audacity is one. If you're an Apple user, GarageBand, it's a stock program that comes with all of their systems, but it's actually with their most recent update is a pretty good music editing software. Gosh, Dan, help me out with this one. Maybe some more. Those are the big ones I can think of. Your Auditions, your Audacities.
There was one I tried and it began with an F and I can't remember what it was, but it wasn't that good. I didn't like it that much, but I just use Audition.
And if you do a quick Google search for music editing software, you're going to get a list a mile long and just read some reviews, what people have, what they think of them, and maybe give, usually some of them, your better ones, I will tell you, you're going to have to pay for, you know, kind of like a Photoshop where it's $200 for the program. But usually there's maybe a 7-day, 14-day trial. Give it a shot. Maybe edit some music, see if you like it. And then if you like it, keep it. If not, move on to the next one.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was looking at. I've done plenty of research, and I keep running into the same, oh, we're free, or, oh, this is $500 for the program that does the same thing as this thing.
I will tell you that when it comes to software, sometimes that you get what you pay for. You know, for example, Adobe Photoshop is going to run you about $200, and somebody might look at that and say that's totally not worth it. But it is in the software world. So the ones that you have to pay for, typically you're going to get out of it what your cost. It's going to be worth it for the features that you get.
Yeah, the free ones, I have found any free things aren't worth it.
And sometimes they have limitations on what you can export as far as a number of minutes of music or what you can, or the file type. You know, maybe you want to export an MP3, but they don't let you. So just do, you said you've done your due diligence, which is great. Give some a trial run, see how you like it. And if you land on one that you find and you find that you got to pay for it, I don't know if you're in a band, but maybe you guys can split the cost or what the case is. But typically you're going to get, more out of it, the ones that you do have to pay for.
Excellent. Well, I will hit you up, Dan, and thank you guys for your time.
Hi, Steve. Thank you.
Yes, Steve.
All right. I'll do a quick bit of business. Chris, don't go anywhere. Lines are open because Steve just opened one. 314. Isn't it interesting? I never gave the numbers, I don't think. And you got these people calling. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. Window World. They're in the window business. I was in Springfield yesterday at the Wonderful World of Wildlife. These people could open the Wonderful World of Windows. I don't know that it would be that big of an attraction, and it wouldn't last long. take you 10 minutes maybe, because how much can you see regarding windows? But Window World actually almost sounds like an amusement park. West World, Window World, Disney World. It's pretty incredible when a business, and when I say it's the number one selling replacement window in the country, that didn't happen yesterday. They've been number one for years. They've only been around for 15 years. So after, you know, a dozen years or so, they're the biggest in the country. And the number two is not even close. And I promise you, every other window maker hates Window World. They have to hate them. They would love for them to go away. They're not going anywhere. They don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it, but they do. And if you're wondering about the quality of the window, make an appointment. Let them come out to your place, show you how strong these windows are. You don't even have to do that. If you're wondering about the quality, ask yourself this question. How can a company have a lifetime warranty that covers everything if the window's no good? It's impossible. It has to be a great window. It's a great value. And it's in a lot of houses in the St. Louis area. Yours could be next. You need windows? I can't even imagine why you wouldn't at least include Window World in your shopping. If you want to know more, windowworldstlouis.com.
And we're going to get a check on traffic right now with Tory Lyons. There is a bi-state bus stalled in the middle lane of westbound 44, just west of Vandervender. Be on the lookout for that.
Traffic's brought to you by State Farm. An accident right shoulder southbound T70 at Grabway. Slowing traffic at 44. An accident westbound 44 at Jamison. And an accident westbound 64 at Clayton Morrison. Protect your car and home with the one that's here to help life go right, State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 1-800-STATE-FARM. Sponsored by State Farm. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Haven't seen the beautiful patio at Kirkwood Brewhouse yet? What are you waiting for? It's a great place to hang out before, during, and after Cardinal games while enjoying some of the coldest beer in town, exclusively featuring Missouri craft brews. Right next door to the 590 The Fan Studios, we'll see you on the patio at Kirkwood Brewhouse.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Bring on the rolling hills, the tree-lined fairways, and bent grass greens. Well, that's Ruth Park Golf Course in University City. Ruth Park brings together that classic combination of a competitive course that is playable for all ages and skill levels. The course was created by renowned Scotsman Robert Fullis. Located at 8211 Groby Road in U City, it has a great clubhouse and a friendly staff that awaits you now to shoot a round you'll tell your friends about.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Taylor Nickerson is with us, as he has every Monday, and for some reason, got a lot of people who need to have some questions answered. Next is Chris. Chris, say hello to Taylor Nickerson.
Hello, Taylor. Hello, gang. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Chris.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
Good. Calling from the Poconos, Frank. Love you guys online.
Whoa, thank you. What's your question?
Well, actually, I might have an answer first. I actually recently had to shop for some wireless mics. So for the musicians out there, heads up, if you see cheap gear, the FCC opened up the 700 megahertz spectrum. And so brands like Shure and Audio-Technica that run in that range, you can find wireless gear for pennies on the dollar, but that's because you're going to get lots of interference on them. So just a helpful hint on that one.
Yeah, good note. Thank you.
So I actually have a German question here.
Okay.
And Frank, you might be able to use this on the cruise next year.
All right. Willkommen. Willkommen. Willkommen.
I'm not sure what this means. It's I was told that you should introduce yourself to ladies by saying, ich habe ein großer Wurst in mein Lederhosen.
Oh, my gosh. do you want to take a stab at that? It's not too hard to figure out.
Say it again. Say it again, Chris.
Let me see if I get this right. Ich habe ein großer Wurst in mein Lederhosen.
All right, let's go word by word.
I've got
I have
a huge penis
in my trousers.
Okay, so
because the Lederhosen.
Okay, so a Wurst, a Bratwurst.
Oh,
a sausage.
No, I have a
big sausage Lederhosen. In his pants.
Oh my!
Hey, we're not too bad, huh, Chris? We kind of got it.
Thank you, Dan.
You guys are the problem solvers.
We are. Was there anything else?
That was it.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
I will tell you that Germans don't use sausage as a slang. So if you would tell somebody that, they're going to actually think that you have a sausage in your pants.
And maybe you do.
And maybe you do.
Where's the Poconos, by the way? I should know this.
That's northeast, isn't it? The only reason I've ever heard of it,
Florida.
We are so stupid.
There's a NASCAR race there in Pocono. I think it's Pennsylvania.
We don't know though.
The Poconos? Are they islands? Poconos Islands?
We don't know. That's the whole point. That's how stupid we are.
The Poconos?
How stupid we sound. Now, Tim's got to go find it.
Come on, man. You're slacking on us, buddy.
No, he's got to find it for us. He's good at that. Cool. Let's get Rick in here. Rick, say hello to Taylor Nickerson. Rick? Oh, Rick. Rick. Come on.
All right.
He's gone now. Rick. You got a chance to say whatever it was you wanted to say to us or tell us about today.
All right.
We have about 8 minutes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Well, we start with going in the past first, but let's just talk about current news since we're short on time. So following last week's launch of Watch TV, we talked about Watch TV. It's AT&T's new streaming service. AT&T also owns DirecTV Now. Do we know what DirecTV Now? We've talked about this before. It's the streaming service that sounds like you have to have a satellite, but you don't. What they're doing now that they launched this Watch TV, DirecTV Now is going up $5 a month. So if you're a DirecTV Now subscriber, not DirecTV the satellite, but DirecTV Now, the streaming service, going up $5 a month, which means their entry tier is now $40 a month. And you get 60-plus channels with that. I've got a couple interesting facts here. On July 11th, the iOS App Store, which we're not all iPhone users. Limey, you're an Android user.
I am an Android user.
I think most everybody else here in the room is an iPhone user. The iOS App Store will be 10 years old. I don't know if you believe that. So listen to a couple of these facts. In the last 10 years, there have been over 170 billion downloads and over $130 billion spent on apps in the last 10 years.
And that's with a lot of apps being free.
Free. And most of them are 99 cents. So that's a lot. That's a lot. So today's App Store, this blew my mind. Today's App Store includes 2.2 million apps. Now, when they say there's an app for everything, there is an app for everything. So I got a couple lists here. There's two lists, okay? The top games all time. I think maybe some of us have played these. Number one, Candy Crush. Anybody ever played Candy Crush?
Yeah, I've played it.
That's the top downloaded game ever. Number two is Subway Surfers.
No idea what that is.
No? Okay.
Nope.
Number three, Fruit Ninja.
That's where you
slash the fruit with a knife.
Like a piece of fruit just flies across the screen and you just got to slice it.
Okay.
And you get points, right?
Yeah.
And if you miss a fruit, I think. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number four, Clash of Clans. Anybody ever played that?
I heard it.
Clans. Clash of Clams could be a couple of female wrestlers.
Yeah.
It could be.
Could be conjoined twins.
Yeah, that'd be a tag team. Tag team clamors.
And then number five is called Honor of Kings, which I've never heard of. So the top non-game apps of all time. Number one, these are pretty predictable. If you had to guess, think about apps. What do you think is number one?
Google Maps or something. That's an app, isn't it?
It is an app.
But that just comes
as is. Are you talking about games
is.
Or just
apps? These are non-games.
I'm going to go either Tinder...
No, that's not going to be.
I'm just throwing some spitballs
Facebook.
Out here.
No.
Dan, say that again.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook is the number one all-time downloaded app.
Yahoo Mail or something? AOL?
No,
or?
Number two is the Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
So that's the messaging service attached to Facebook. Number three, any guesses?
YouTube?
Yes, exactly. It is YouTube.
Good one, Dan. Wow.
It is YouTube. Number four is Instagram, and number five is WhatsApp, which is a messenger. Frank, number six is Google Maps, actually. So I thought that was pretty interesting to share. Not a lot really going on in...
Why do people need a messaging app other than just texting?
WhatsApp was originally, like, you could, if you had it on your phone and say your wife is over in Europe... You could do that without using any data.
That's exactly
like
that's exactly what. Well, yeah. Let's go back on that. It uses data.
Yeah.
But it's not regular text messaging. So I use it a lot to communicate with my German colleagues in Germany, and my students use it a lot to communicate with.
You type in German?
I do. Yeah, I could show you the whole.
Wow.
We text only in German, but
I say type like the old people say that.
Right.
Text
right.
In
right.
German.
I've got an old technology story, though, for you before we wrap up. But it's a way to communicate with people that are out of the country that it does not use your text messages or they don't – you can't communicate with them as easily. Yeah, it's all over
so
data.
Now you tell me she's been
internet.
Gone almost 2 weeks. Now you tell
so right. If you're in the Poconos in northeastern Pennsylvania
– and your friends
– he looked it up.
And your wife – oh, Pennsylvania, there you
I
go.
I can totally look it up.
Yep. Yeah. So the old technology, and then we'll wrap it up, I was going to tell you about. Last night, I had a really cool experience. My brother and I, my wife, and my son was asleep. We have an old projector, and I gotta find the picture. And you
slide
might,
or movie?
It's a slide projector. It's an 8mm.
No, that's 8mm.
A movie projector.
Okay.
Sorry,
okay,
a movie projector.
All right.
And it is the name of the projector is the Argus Showmaster.
Yeah.
We have an Argus Showmaster, and we dug out some 8mm films from the 60s.
No, man, that had to be fun.
Oh, my gosh. You talk about every typical old movie you've ever seen that was there. And we padded up on the wall, turned all the lights off, and it's cool to see.
Was it color or black and white?
It was color, ooh. And I was absolutely surprised how clear the picture was.
Yeah. No sound, though.
No sound. All you hear is the clicking of the projector. But all these old of my grandparents when they were in their teens and 20s. But it's neat to see people that you've only known as adults your whole life as
right.
kids.
Right.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
I'm talking my grandparents on a boat at the Lake of the Ozarks in 1964.
My goodness. It had
nothing on the shoreline.
Well, it had just been filmed.
Nothing on the shoreline. Unbelievable stuff.
You guys should actually get those transferred over.
Yeah, so we had talked about that.
Yeah.
This was silent, but one of the most frustrating things with sound film, in school it was a 16mm projector.
Right.
And the teacher would put on a film, and it would hang up in the gate, and the person...
The sound.
And they'd have to stop it,
and
then read... threaded or whatever.
But I'm telling you, kids these days don't realize how easy, you know, watching film is these days. You get to an end of a movie and you just go back to the beginning or go to the next one.
Yeah.
We had to, you know, you
thread,
fish it through and thread it through.
Yep.
Then you had to rewind it back to the other reel. But I'm telling you what, it was cool. So if you have one of those, I'm talking to listeners right now, if you have those buried away somewhere, gathering dust, gather the family around, get those old films out, and show the kids what grandma and grandpa were like when they were in their teens and 20s. It is really neat. It's really cool.
Now, sadly, older people, boomers, we'll never see ourselves as kids. I've seen myself one time in a movie at the age of 5, and it's because one guy in our little hick town, one guy who was rich, had a movie camera, and he took it out in front of the church. He made copies, and years later, like within the last 10 years, I finally got to see myself as a five-year-old. Wow. All I'm doing is walking up some steps, but I thought, hey,
that's cool, though.
I was five at one time.
That's cool.
But people now, young kids, they'll see their whole lives from birth.
Even. Well, what the heck? I'm Taylor on Tech.
All right, there you go. Taylor Nickerson, a good segment. Brought to you by Window World, a good company and a good product. You'll find out when you do a little digging.